Israeli helicopter gunships launched rocket attacks on Gaza City early this morning, shortly after a double suicide bombing struck the Israeli port city of Ashdod. Hamas and Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades jointly claimed responsibility for the port bombings, in which 10 people were killed, along with the two attackers. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Palestinian witnesses in Gaza City say 10 Israeli rockets slammed into two metal foundries, injuring one man and plunging the area into darkness. An Israeli Defense Forces statement said the targets were Hamas workshops for the manufacture of Qassam rockets and mortar shells. Just hours earlier, two suicide bombers caused havoc at the port of Ashdod. The first bomber penetrated the interior of the port and detonated explosives packed with lethal fragments near a citrus warehouse. A prefabricated building caught fire when the second bomber detonated his explosives on the outside of the port perimeter. A bulldozer hurriedly brought down the still smoldering wreckage in effort to return life to normal as quickly as possible at Israel's second largest port, which is also a storage facility for containers of lethal substances, such as bromide. The double bombings produced a wave of anxious reports in Israel's media about mega attacks narrowly averted. National Police spokesman Gil Kleiman downplayed the potential for a mega attack, but said Palestinian militants appeared in these bombings to be employing a new tactic.
It's true, this is the first incident that we can remember of a suicide bomber succeeding in entering a closed port area. But from the indication we have on the scene, from the fact that we're talking with a suicide bomber, we're talking about fragments, it's clear to us that the intent was to kill innocent people. But there's no question that we'll have to check to see how a suicide bomber succeeded in entering a hardened target, as we call them.
The attacks are also exceptional in terms of where the two teenage bombers originated, from a refugee camp in Gaza. How they managed to escape from the heavily fortified fence surrounding Gaza to infiltrate Israel is also something investigators are certain to probe. A bomber entering from Gaza is highly unusual. But Prime Ministerial spokesman Ronan Gieson said last night's attack neither detracts from the usefulness of the fence that isolates Gaza or the more massive barrier under construction along the West Bank.
No doubt the record shows that for the past 3 years, the fence in Gaza was able to prevent almost all terrorist infiltrations.
Palestinians condemned the bombing, but Hamas founder Sheikh Ahmed Yassin vowed that resistance will continue until the end of the occupation in all Palestinian territories. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon proposes evacuating Jewish settlers from Gaza, but Palestinian officials say such a unilateral move is contrary to a negotiated settlement. With Israel canceling the summit between Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa, negotiations will have to wait once more. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.